From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking verdant Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News information. Can you tame the beast? I'm Mike Pesca. It's Thursday, July 10th, 2008. The Beast, along with his offspring, the Son of Beast. They are two big roller coasters. This hour, we'll be talking theme parks. In doing some research for theme parks, I came across something interesting and quite disturbing. See, a lot of these theme parks are owned by multinational corporations, one of them being Anheuser-Busch, creator of Bud. And in doing some Googling on this company, I found that a couple months ago, U.S. Bank and Anheuser-Busch have partnered to offer the Budweiser Rewards Visa Platinum Card, providing card members with the opportunity to earn points, yes, and buy beer later with those points. Hey, we'll put it on my card. Down the road, I got a six-pack coming to me. Imagine being on a date with a guy. He whips out the Budweiser Visa Rewards Platinum Card. Pretty impressive, huh? No. I'll take care of it. I got a sixer of Bush with my name on it because I'm part of the Budweiser registered trademark, Rewards Visa registered trademark, Platinum Card. It does go on to add that applicants under the age of 21 who are approved will receive a different credit card because, you know, the Budweiser Reward Visa Platinum Card is only for very, very mature consumers. On the show this hour, Twitter and other social media tools have created a mini dust-up on Capitol Hill. Some on the Hill say Congress is trying to censor the way social media is used. Others say, what's this Twitter? Because many people on the Hill are old. Also, a check-in on Katrina survivor Lindsay Huckabee. She is finally out of her FEMA trailer, but still in government housing. We will get an update on her story. And as I said, it is summertime, and we're going to a theme park. Which one should you go to? Luckily, we have a theme park expert on. We'll get the skinny on the best theme parks. We'll get today's headlines in just a minute. But first, another day, another missile. Despite a scolding from the U.S. over yesterday's tests, Iran once again fired more long-range missiles overnight, Iranian state TV reports today. It's a second round of exercises meant to show that the country can defend itself against attacks by the U.S. or Israel. It's not clear if the missiles are capable of carrying a nuclear payload. The launches come hours after Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice reminded the world that Iran is a habitual rule breaker in the nuclear arena.
We've sent a message to the Iranian government. It's in the form of three Security Council resolutions that say that Iran is in violation of international obligations and it needs to get on the right side of the international community.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates made clear that sometimes a missile is really a way of saying, look at me.
I think what we're seeing is a lot of signaling going on.
Secretary Rice alternated stern talk with a note of hopefulness, saying Iran should maybe drop the defensiveness and play by the rules.
Iran can take up and get on the right side of the international community. And it ought to be talking about that, not about threats against America or threats against America's allies, because frankly, it's not going to do them any good.
Statements on Iran's behavior didn't just come from the current administration. The presidential candidates weighed in too. Both said that Iran is a serious threat and that some combination of diplomacy and tougher sanctions are needed. Both say they'll do whatever they can to prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons, but they do differ on the issue somewhat. At least they hew to different rhetorical styles in speaking about Iran. Here's how McCain characterized his approach to Iran in front of a pro-Israel crowd a month ago.
Rather than sitting down unconditionally with the Iranian president or supreme leader in the hope that we can talk sense into them, we must create the real world pressures that will peacefully but decisively change the path that they are on.
At the same event, Obama said he would sit down with Iran under the right circumstances.
Contrary to the claims of some, I have no interest in sitting down with our adversaries just for the sake of talking. But as President of the United States, I would be willing to lead tough and principled diplomacy with the appropriate Iranian leaders at a time and place of my choosing, if and only if it can advance the interests of the United States.
Overall, as NPR Mike Schuster puts it, the candidates disagree on how to get there, not what the destination is. Both candidates say they'll do everything in their power to forestall Iran acquiring nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them. You can go to npr.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.